Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here live with y'all this fine morning. And I'm glad it looks like maybe the world's getting back a little bit better so far as this COVID-19 and being able to get around a little bit better. I'm glad to see that. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me. I'm just going to read a scripture from 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. I'm telling you, it's just good to be back. I am glad to be here this morning. I'm going to just read this one verse. It says I'm going to read one verse here. I'm going to probably read another verse over here. But anyway, it says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Amen. Today is the day of salvation. He said, "I've heard you." Amen. And acceptable, and accepted, and secured thee. And you know, he's made a way. He fixed a way with Jesus Christ. Amen. When he came on the cross of Calvary. And, you know, what I was thinking this morning about the time, you know, I preach, I reckon, Friday night about it's high time that people wake out of a sleep. Amen. And it's high time that people get ready. I know that people've heard, and I could just almost hear people say today, "Oh, we've heard it all of our lives about how, you know, he's coming and, you know, and all this, that, and the other." Well, I can tell you it's sooner than it's ever been. And I tell you it's close. I believe it's close at hand. Now, I'm not going to tell you that when the end of the world is, because I don't know that. Amen. I know the Bible tells me that we'll know the time and the season, and, you know, or he'll tell us about what's going to happen. But unto the wicked and perverse generation, ain't no sign going to be given but that Jesus was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, and Jonah in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. Amen. But I know that we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We don't need to go on some just ideas and opinions and just any old way. Amen. We're going to have to go by this word of God. You know, they've come with all these different kind of words and definitions and you know, all these different kind of versions of the Bible. Amen. I'll spit it out in a minute. But we need to go by the word of God. Amen. We need to hold fast to that. We've got all these new type religions today and think religion and all that, but we're going to have to do more than think religion. We're going to have to live it. Amen. We're going to have to live it in our heart and our life. He's got to come down in our heart and our life. Amen. And you know, it's no longer you that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth within you. But we've got to get unto that place. But today is the day of salvation. You know, the Bible says, "Harden not your heart like the children did in the days of provocation when they provoked him in the wilderness." Amen. You know how the Lord had brought them out of Egypt, how they had cried and prayed and sought God to deliver them. He sent them a deliverer, and they didn't really even like him. Amen. But nevertheless, he delivered them out. And you know, I think about the plagues. I mean, Moses was sent over and over by God to tell Pharaoh to let his people go, and he didn't want to do that, but praise God, amen, he had to one time. And you know, I think about how that they were doing the Passover when the Lord required them to do the Passover, and all the things that he required of them to do the Passover. You know, the lamb had to be of the first year with not a spot nor blemish. It had to be a male, amen. It was supposed to be a certain size there, what they were supposed to roast it and put bitter herbs and unleavened bread, and you know, that they were supposed to be clothed with their shoes on their feet and everything ready to go, and with the blood strict on post of the door and the lintel of the door. And he said he would pass over. Amen. They had some preparation to do. They had things to do. They had things to get ready. And you know what? Praise God. That's what folks need to do, is be prepared and ready. Amen. And you know, I think about today how the Christian is used so lightly today, of the word Christian. But you know, there ain't very many people that's really matching up to what the, actually what the Christian, or what the word means, Christian. It's a Christ-like person. Amen. You don't hear people talk too much about saints, but those are the ones that's going to go marching in. Amen. And when you start reading in Revelation, it's talking about the saints. Amen. And we've got to be a saint. You just can't try to water of the word Christian down. Amen. Because I tell you, there's power in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he came. Amen. He lived here, but praise God, I can tell you he died and was and raised again. You know, they didn't take his life from him. He laid it down and took it up again on the third day. He come out of the tomb. Amen. And it's for you and I. Not that we could live in sin. Amen. But we could come out of the tomb. Amen. That we could come out in a new life. Amen. A new life unto him. Today's the day of salvation. Don't go around with all these new ideas and opinions. Amen. Don't try to get salvation through electronics. Praise God. Get on your knees. Amen. Don't just listen. But praise God, search it out for yourself. The Bible teaches us. Amen. You got to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. To let no man deceive you by any means. And we're going about. Amen. With many deceivers in the land. They making profit of people. Amen. They're making merchandise of them. Amen. I've seen things in these last few years I've never seen in all my life. And looking how the world's changed, how the church has changed. Amen. My wife told me the other day, amen, they even going to take Yosemite Sam's gun away. Amen. Elmer Fudd's gun away. Amen. I don't know how a feller could hunt without a gun. Amen. I reckon they're going to give him a bow and arrow. And probably it would be against the law for him to have a crossbow. Maybe they're going to give him a slingshot now. Amen. I'm surprised. Amen. That they ain't throwed up some kind of protest about somebody making fun of the way he talks. Amen. But this is the world that we live in today. Amen. This is the society. Amen. This is the thing. Amen. It saved this. Saved a turtle. Saved a woodpecker. Save all that. But just right down the road, not far from here, they abort babies. Amen. But I can tell you, this is the time. This is the day. Amen. We need to get a hold of this. Not only do you need to get a hold of it, amen, but you need to get a hold of it for your children. Amen. So your children have a light and a way and a know, amen, how to live and how to be delivered from this world unto the next. Amen. I believe this generation today, amen, this younger generation, hardly any of them know anything much about God. Amen. I can tell you, there's been so many stories told. Amen. They're fairy tales. Amen is what it sounds like to me. Amen. But the Bible said, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. There's a coming out from the world. There's a separation. Amen. It said that you'd be a peculiar people, a zealous of good works. Amen. Those are ones that people call strange. Amen. Because they won't have a part of the world. Amen. Because they don't look like the world. Amen. Because they look different in the world. Amen. And that's why they call you strange. Oh, let me tell you something. Some years ago, it wasn't strange. Amen. People, most everybody wore clothes, praise God. And they didn't all go around naked. Amen. And they didn't all was painted up and looking like they was going to a Halloween party. amen, and doing all those things, amen. God, he's a pure God. He is the only God. He's the almighty God. He's the father of all. He's the creator of the heavens and earth, amen. And he's fixed the sun, amen. He gave his only begotten son for us, and he's not going to require any less, amen, than what he asked us in the Bible. And praise the Lord. I think being sanctified is just something, praise God, you ought to do, amen. He tells us over in the Bible, amen, about purifying our hearts. Amen, about cutting off from sin, because you know what? He giveth more victory. He said, shall we sin that grace shall abound? God forbid. Amen. We don't need to be in sin. We don't need to be called in sin, acting up in sin, having any part of sin, not even laughing at sin, having just having any enjoyment. Amen. Of people that actually even do sin. Amen. We shouldn't have any part of that, because I can tell you that he is pure and whole. And you know what? If you are seeking out after God, you want to be pure. You want to be clean. Amen. And you need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm not just talking to the lost today. Amen. But I'm talking about them churchgoers too. Amen. There's a lot of folks today that's claiming Christianity. Amen. That wants to do it their way. But let me tell you something. I found a lot of them in the Bible that wanted to do it their way. But it wasn't God's way. Amen. And he was angry with them. Amen. I was reading the other day just where Paul had went through Athens, amen, and he had seen inscription said unto the unknown God, amen. Some folks say, oh, I know Jesus. Do you really know Jesus? Does Jesus know you? Amen. How can you know him? Amen. Well, you can know him when you cut off, when you cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and perfect in holiness and the fear of God. Now that's when you can start to know him, amen, and the power of resurrection, amen. When we get down on our humble knees, amen, humble our hearts before God and ask him to forgive us from all of our sins and our trespasses and transgressions, amen, from our lukewarmness and all those things, amen, that's when we can begin to know God. That's when then we can talk to him and he'll talk with us. You know, the Bible said he would sup with us and we could sup with him. Amen. And they would take up their abode. Amen. There's nothing that's going up but what has come down. Amen. And we've got to have Jesus that come down in our heart and our life. Amen. And he's going back up. Amen. And I want to go see the Father. I was just thinking about it the other day. Amen. And I think about it quite often. Amen. I want to go to heaven. I want to escape the destruction of this world. Amen. We've got a fella around that's called Satan. Amen. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a thief. Amen. And he's going back. He's going forth, up and down in this world, seeking who he may devour. Amen. And he'll do it any way that he can. Amen. And he's taking people by pride. Amen. By subtlety. Amen. By any way that he can. He knows his time is short, but if he could get you, amen, that he could get your youngins, amen, I can tell you, you need, amen, to do all that you can, amen. It's just more than going to church, it's more than paying your tithes, it's more than giving to a charity, it's more than just giving unto a mission. God wants you, amen. He wants you. He wants you to love him. He's already showed his love towards you when he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Today's the day of salvation. Don't wait till later. It doesn't matter whether the end of the world comes tomorrow, the next day, or next month. Your end might be today. You don't have a promise of tomorrow. Amen. And what will it be? I know the rich man, he wasn't prepared. Amen. And he didn't think he was going to go to the place that he did. Amen. But we've got word back from hell. Amen. The rich man said, I'm tormented in this flame. Amen. He was tormented because he died up and lost in undone condition. Amen. And he could see Lazarus over there at Abraham's bosom, and he was at rest. Amen. But he said, oh, just let me have. He was so tormented. He just thought just one drop of water would just help him out so much because of the torment that he was in. He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus just one drop of water to touch my tongue, for I'm tormenting this flame. Amen. I just tell you in my words, he said, no can do. No can do. He said, no, you had the good things while you was here and are on the earth and everything. You had the good things, and Lazarus had the evil. Amen. You know, you wouldn't give him nothing. But now he's comforted and you're tormented. You know, this life is just like a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. If we live 100 years, it is nothing. It is not a drop in a bucket. Amen. It's not nothing compared to eternity. Amen. This is just a temporary thing. Amen. It's not going to be long here. And man's going to have to go to his long home. Amen. I want you to know that there's a good place to go. And it's called heaven. But you got to prepare your house. Amen. You got to let the blood, amen, be upon your heart. Amen. Upon your head. Amen. Of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You got to be washed thoroughly in the blood of the Lamb. And when you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're clean all the way through. Amen. And you're ready to go to heaven now. Amen. You got to have your name written in that Lamb book of life. Because when he calls roll, that's the ones that'll be going. Amen. That'll be the ones. Amen. Gravity, it'll lose out here. Amen. We'll go. The Bible said that there's a great catching away. Amen. And we'll go to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm so glad of that. It said the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. You know what? I don't care either way, just as long as I get to go, whether I'm first or I'm the last load to go. I just want to go, amen, and I want everybody to go with me. You know, the one thing, though, that I've noticed, the Bible said hell is enlarged in its mouth without measure. It's because there's more and more and more and more going. I hadn't seen nowhere else where he had to add on to heaven, because he said it's going to be as few as it was like in the days of Noah, them 8 souls being saved. You say, well, there's going to be a bunch of people. Yes, there's going to be a bunch of people there, but consider over the years and how many people over the years out of all the people in the world. Amen. I believe it ain't going to be that much. There's going to be a small percentage compared to the people that's in the world. But I can tell you that hell's enlarged in its mouth without measure. There's a lake of fire that burneth. Amen. That the hell, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, all that is going to see, amen, a bottomless pit, amen, of torment, amen, where the soul never burns up, amen, but it burns for eternity, amen, where the worm never dies, and the fire's never quenched, amen. It's going to be as long as heaven is, with no end and no break time, amen. Now, don't you just want to go to heaven, amen? Is the things of this world worth it, amen? The pride, amen, the pride of life and all those things, is it worth it? It ain't. I can tell you real quick, it ain't. I ain't got to think about it. Ain't none of it worth it. All the stuff that I had, the money and everything that I've ever had, everything ever done, what I thought when I was lost was supposed to be the best and all that, it ain't no good. Let me tell you something. If you had Bill Gates' money, and it ain't worth missing heaven over. If you had everybody in the world under your control, and then you had to die and go meet God, it's not worth it. If you had everything at your fingertips, nothing is going to compare. And if you miss it, You know, I was telling a guy one time, I was in a prison talking to him, and he was in bad shape, and, you know, he was like more or less like in a hospice situation, and I was talking to him, trying to talk to him about God and talk to him about the Lord, and I said, "Can I pray for you?" He said, "You know, I'm an atheist." I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, I said there's one thing." I said, "Good news. There's not going to be an atheist in hell." And he kind of laughed and thought about that just a minute. I said, "No, because they'll all believe there. Every one of them believes. Everyone that went to hell believes and knows, amen. And I don't want nobody to go there. I don't want nobody. I'm telling you, people that don't like me or enemies or whatever, I don't want nobody to go there. I don't want nobody to go to torment, and neither does God. Amen. But he set before you a choice. Now, what you can choose, you know, I just think if people would just study what he went through and the agony, I just think about like in the garden where he agonized. I mean, he was praying and he was praying in the Lord to a sweat become as great drops of blood. That's something else when your capillaries will give up blood. That's some agony. Amen. And the torture and the pain and all that from the time that he was born, somebody was seeking his life. They were down on him. Just people, if you had somebody that did nothing but down you and talk bad about you all the time, every day, everywhere you went, everybody's down. I'm telling you what, these people today, they'd have to go to one of them psychiatrists and get them a 5 gallon bucket of that Prozac or something, amen, because they couldn't handle it. But he did all this stuff for us. He did it all for us, despising the shame when they stripped his clothes off of him, when they striped him, when they hung him on that old cross, all the things that they done to him, he done it for us. And he loved the Father so much. He said, "Father, not my will be done," but he said, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But he said, "Not my will be done, but thine be done." And let me tell you something. If you really love the Father, if you love him so much, it's not going to be a hard thing for you. Amen. No matter what that you might be hung to, addicted to, or whatever way that you might live your life, I can tell you that God's able to steer you out of it. Amen. He's able to give you the victory over it. Amen. And just please get it now. Please, today's the day of salvation. Just get it now. Just start now. Just get on your knees and call on him now. He's a God that'll answer. Amen. You seek him till you find him. Amen. If you'll knock, the Bible said it'll be open unto you. Amen. Just seek him. Seek him with all your heart. Get away from everything else, all the noise and everything of people's ideas and opinions. And don't go call on somebody who you know ain't living right to give you some advice about living right. Amen. Get it for yourself. Get the King James Version. Get the Holy Bible down and get serious with God. Amen. Really get on the job this morning. Amen. And if you're one of those that's been lukewarm in church and hadn't moved in so long, amen, that you've got the pew wore out where your butt's been sitting for the last 20 years, amen, and you ain't done anything different, I can tell you this morning, amen, God's got something new for you. If you get up off the stool and do nothing, amen, and you go back and do your first works over again, amen, and really get in there with him, not that you just repented and stopped, amen, but you want a life, amen. You want him to direct you. You want him to take over your vessel. Amen. You want him in your heart and your life. You don't want your old former life no more. Amen. That you want him in your heart. Amen. That you have a direct line with the throne of heaven. Amen. That you can overcome anything that this world has to offer. That you can be a light unto the lost, unto the stranger. Amen. You can have a high like the world has never seen seen before. Amen. And what they are searching out for peace or for some tranquility or something away from this and that and the other. How did they try to get out of bottles? Amen. Let me tell you something. You don't have to get this out of bottle. Amen. You can get it out of the Bible. Amen. If you'll seek the truth, the Bible said the truth will set you free and you'll be free indeed. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except by him. There's no other name under heaven whereby a man can be saved but Jesus Christ. Nobody else can give you this peace. Nobody else can love you like the Lord loves you. Amen. Nobody else but you can have a love for him that will overcome death, hell, and the grave. You don't have to fear no more. Amen. Because perfect love casts out all fear. If we have that perfect love for him, it don't matter. We don't fear what man can do unto us. Amen. You just take old Stephen. Amen. When he was being stoned, he was trying to tell them fellas, amen, the way of salvation. And they went to stoning him. But he loved God so much and mankind so much. Amen. He looked up and he said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. As to say, don't let my death account for them. Amen. But more or less to save them. And I can tell you that heaven was stirred. Amen. Jesus stood up and praise God, the heavens were open unto him. And he seen Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Amen. It was stirred because he loved the Lord with all of his heart, mind, body, and soul. You know, the Bible said, the second greatest commandment is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Now, let me tell you something. He was loving his neighbor. He was loving those that despitefully use him. He loving those that hate him. Amen. He loved every one of them. And he gave himself. He didn't resist it. You know what? Praise God. When he was being stoned, he looked up. He didn't look down. He didn't want trying to cover his head. Amen. He wasn't being pebbled. He was being stoned, and he looked up. Excuse me. He looked up, and when he looked up, and he seen that view. You know, these are some wonderful words. I love to even just think about it. Is when it said he went to sleep. It didn't say that he died. It said he went to sleep. I believe he was like, Lord, receive my spirit. You know. What will it be? It's kind of like my wife, me and her joke and play and this and that and the other and all that. And somebody will, you know, say something like threatening her some way. Amen. She says, well, what are you going to threaten me with? Heaven? Amen. You going to do me in? I'm going to get to go to heaven. What you going to threaten me with? Yeah, just go ahead. Amen. We need to have that victory that overcometh the world. And it's only through Jesus Christ. It's only through Jesus Christ that we'll have this victory. Today's the day of salvation. Let me tell you something. He's not off today. He's not asleep. He's not on a far journey. He's always. He's a God always. He knows us. He's intending unto our prayers. And let me tell you something. If you'll just humble your heart before him, you can talk to him today and you can hear from him today. And you can have a salvation that'll hold you. Amen. A good one. Amen. He's an awesome God. He's a loving God. Amen. And I tell you what, old brother Tommy loves you and he don't want you to go to hell. Think about it. Those that are in church, make sure that you're doing what's right. Those that are not, get ready.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God